Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. Since October 1998, the American Geosciences Institute has organised Earth Science Week, a national and international event to help the public gain a better understanding and appreciation of the Earth sciences and to encourage stewardship of the Earth. This year's Earth Science Week will be held this week from October the 14th to the 20th and will celebrate the theme Discovering Careers in the Earth Sciences. Earth Sciences, or Geosciences, encompass a variety of specialisms such as geology, geography, cartography, climate science, oceanography, seismology, volcanology, ecology, paleontology, soil science, and many, many more. Earth Science Week gives us an opportunity to remember and celebrate the many contributions of Catholics to these subjects. Two names immediately spring to mind, Father Athanasius Kircher and Blessed Nicholas Stenner, who are both known as a founder or father of geology. Kircher lived in the 1600s. He was a Jesuit whose contributions to the field of geology included an interest in fossils and a daring examination of the interior of Mount Vesuvius. The curious Kircher was lowered into the volcano, which was then on the brink of an eruption. Stenner also lived in the 1600s and founded the science of stratigraphy, a branch of geology which studies rock layers and layering. He established the theoretical basis for stratigraphy when he introduced the law of superposition, the principle of original horizontality, and the principle of lateral continuity in a 1669 work on the fossilisation of organic remains in layers of sediment. However, the Catholic contribution to earth sciences does not stop with Kircher and Steno. There's Julian Tennyson Woods, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, Willem Wagen, and Georges Agricola, to name but a few. But one name that may not be familiar to you is that of Father James McIlwain, a Jesuit priest and a pioneer in seismology. He organised the Jesuit Seismological Service and was Dean of the Institute of Technology at St. Louis University until his death in 1956. A medal is awarded annually by the American Geophysical Union, quote, to be awarded annually for significant contributions by outstanding young scientists, end quote. It is named after Father James B. McIlwain, and it is regarded as the highest honour for young scientists in the field of geological and planetary sciences. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.